It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Here he is.
Good morning, Mr. Knee. Glad you can make it to class today.
Thank you. I almost missed the bus. But yes,
imagine that. Goofing around again, wasn't you?
No. Oh, no.
Playing with G.I. Joe.
Yep. Holding out the window with a string.
Yeah. But anyway, how was your evening?
Oh, it was good.
Good.
Yeah. Got a little fresh air.
And June's okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the weekend, she'd kind of simmered down after the weekend, so I didn't play any John Denver this morning.
Well, maybe you should.
Never know.
Do you want me to sing it?
No. That's all right.
Would that hurt your cause?
Yeah, it would hurt a lot of people's ears.
I did some singing over on your show on Saturday.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Dancing Queen.
Yes.
Is that one of your favorite karaoke songs?
Yeah. It's, I killed it, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did.
Killed it for me, that's for sure.
So no ball for you tonight?
No. What about you?
I am on the road tonight, yeah.
Where are you cheating the kids tonight?
I'm all the way in Pecatonica.
Really?
Yes. So no one knows me down there yet.
Huh. That's good. Yeah, go where they don't know you.
Yeah, you have to. You got to get them early.
There are quite a few today, but I noticed that several schools are going elsewhere. Yeah, so there's
Florida,
there's Alabama, yeah. I think, and yeah. A couple of places. So, yeah. And the local ones that were scheduled today are postponed. Although it's not going to be the worst weather, but some of the fields are probably a little bit, you know, the frost is still maybe coming up, I think, in
right.
Some yeah. Locations.
I have a couple games on the weekends. Not this week. I can't remember. Anyway, a couple games on the weekends where Shaw Tech's coming down and they play three games and, you know, teams from north come down here to play.
Yes.
They find a triangular, play a couple games and move on.
Yeah, very often that happens. But I don't think up north has had the snow that sometimes it gets. Now, I know they've had some recently,
mm-hmm.
So I'm sure the Diamonds are not great. But there are some years where baseball teams up north, they don't get on their home field till May.
Right. Yeah, so, but they're coming down here, uh-huh. So I have like three of those. So.
All right.
But anyway, they don't know me either.
Good luck. Yeah, no. Bonus.
Yeah, bonus, so.
But they will.
Today is Quizzy Poo Day, Philip.
Yeah, I knew that.
I have a little bit of almost on everything, and you're going to find out really fast of what it's on, or at least the first question.
Okay.
I have 10 questions.
10 questions.
All true, false.
True, false. Oh, I like that.
All right. Number one, you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from over 2 miles away. Number one.
All right.
Number two, Beyonce has won more Grammy Awards than any other artist in history. Number three, the Beatles' first hit in the U.S. was Hey Jude.
Okay.
Number four, Bob Dylan was the first artist to perform at Woodstock in 1969. Number five, the first ever rap song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 was Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. All right, number six, U2's The Joshua Tree won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. What number are we on? Seven?
We're on number seven.
There was once a war fought over a bucket. A war that was once fought over a bucket.
It could be.
Number eight. A bolt of lightning is hotter than the surface of the sun. Number nine.
All right.
Nirvana's Nevermind album was the first alternative rock album to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 chart.
All right.
Tenor?
It's number 10.
Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven was never released as a commercial single.
All right. You had a couple in there that were right up my alley.
Like eight. All right. Do you think you got number one wrong?
Probably.
Would you like to change it at this point?
No, I'm not going to change it.
All right.
I'm going with my first hunch. All right. Even though, as soon as I wrote it, I'm like, I probably should write the other.
You can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from over 2 miles away. True or false?
True.
It is true. Their massive hearts can be heard from great distances underwater. Number two, Beyonce has won more Grammy Awards than any other artist in history.
This one I played around with a little bit, but I'm going with true.
It is true. As of 2023, she holds the record for most Grammys wins by any artist.
I was thinking Taylor Swift was closing in on her.
Number three, the first Beatles hit, the Beatles' first number one hit in the U.S. was Hey Jude.
That's false.
What was it?
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
What year?
1964.
Yes, sir.
Hey Jude didn't come out till 1968.
I'm just testing you.
Yeah, well, these are some things I know.
Number four, Bob Dylan was the first artist to perform at Woodstock in 1969.
That is false.
Who was?
Richie Havens.
Yes, it was.
Richie Havens. Yep.
Number five, the first ever rap song to reach number one on the Billboard 100 was Ice Ice Baby Vanilla Ice.
False.
It's true.
That's wrong then.
What do you think it is?
Rapture by Blondie.
Was that considered rap, though?
Yeah, I think it was. Look it up. It's under protest.
Is it? Look her up. We got a couple minutes. Oh.
I can't type that fast, though. What was the terminology?
The terminology, Phil, was the first ever rap song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Okay, number one... Billboard.
Hot 100. I'll tell you what, look at your little fingers go.
It does say Ice Ice Baby, but first number one hit with a rap verse, Blondie's Rapture. Okay, well, maybe I am wrong then.
What was that, Phil?
It says the first number one hit with a rap verse,
right.
Blondie's Rapture in 1981.
This says rap song.
That's what I was going with. First ever rap song. Okay, all right. I guess I'm wrong.
I don't know. It's kind of, we'll go 50-50.
No, I don't mind being wrong. So,
but I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Because it was a big deal at the time when it hit number one.
It was.
Rap song. They call it a rap song, but you know if that's what they're going by, then I'll not hang it on the fridge today. I don't want to make you feel guilty.
Nah, I feel bad. Well, let's see if you finish it out.
All right.
All right. U2's The Joshua Tree won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year.
True.
It is true. In 1998, it is considered one of the greatest rock albums of all time. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, depends
just on... by some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have... Actually, U2 has other albums I like better, but...
Oh, really?
But, it's a good album.
There was once a war fought over a bucket.
It's got to be true.
It is true. The War of the Oaken Bucket occurred in 1325 between the Italian cities of Modena and Bologna.
Over
a stolen bucket.
A stolen bucket.
Yeah. A bolt of lightning, Phil, is hotter than the surface of the sun.
That's true.
It is true. A lightning bolt can reach temperatures up to 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, about five times hotter than the sun's surface.
Oh, that is amazing. Yes, it is. Wow.
Nirvana, Nevermind album was the first alternative rock album to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 chart.
That is false.
It is. It reached number one, but several weeks after REM's Out of Time was the first alternative rock album to debut as number one.
Same year, I think.
All right. Mm-hmm. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven was never released as a commercial single.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, it was only available on the album Led Zeppelin 4, yet become one of the most played rock songs ever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, biggest hit of the 70s, and it was not a single.
We're going to hang it on the fridge, Phil, because I think you're half right and half wrong.
I'm usually
about half
right.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? Mm-hmm. I mean, because in the same answer, it does have your song on there.
Uh-huh.
It has, but also, it says that I was not wrong either. So I tell you what, I'm going to get, we're going to erase this one, okay?
Right?
All right.
Right? Oh, I got a chance to get a mulligan. Totally redeem myself.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
I'm bracing myself. Go ahead.
Using chemical fertilizers is the only effective way to provide nutrients to garden plants. True or false?
I'm going to say that's false.
You are absolutely 100% correct. Yep.
All right.
Organic fertilizers, compost, and natural amendments can also effectively provide nutrients of garden plants. Put it on the fridge,
there
buddy.
There you go.
Nice job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's a little bit under... It's got to have an asterisk by it, but, you know, it's all right.
Are you going to hang her?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think you should.
The other one's getting kind of aged.
I didn't even know. I mean, it's starting to wrinkle. And
yeah.
It's got mustard and soy sauce
coffee
on it.
Coffee and all kinds of things, yeah.
What had the soy sauce get on it?
I don't know. I must have been...
sweet and sour sauce?
I must have been high saucing that
day. I'm going to make me spit my coffee.
All right.
But anyway, buddy, I hope you have a great day. And everybody out there, be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.